Rock, Arkansas. Brother Smith, appreciate y'all having this, putting it on. And this church plays a special place in my heart, as it was 30 years ago that when this building was actually finished. And I stood right over here. I was 12 years old. And our family came to help build the cabinets and help Brother Moore build these pews and what have you. And but I believe it was the second service in this building. I was standing back there holding my little brother Douglas. Imagine that. You that know Douglas, it's hard to imagine that he's my little brother. He's my big brother. He's my youngest, biggest brother. But I was standing back there, this back section, holding him, and my dad was telling me, he said, "Come on up." The Spirit was moving. And so I was backward. I don't know how many here are backward. I was backward when I was a little kid. But he told me to come up, and I knew better than to disobey Dad. He knew I needed the Holy Ghost. And so I did. I tried to use Douglas as an excuse. I was watching him, you know, but he told me to put him off to the side and come on up. So I did, and I remember standing right over here, Brother Smith, that the brothers gathered around me. You may remember that, Brother Weininger, I don't know. But the brothers gathered around, and they laid their hands on me and started praying for me, and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this church. I'm telling you, it's special to me. I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for a people that are willing to tarry and willing to work with somebody to pull them through, to have that experience. There's nothing like the Holy Ghost in your life. How many has the Holy Ghost here? Raise your hand. Look at that. How many needs the Holy Ghost? How many would like the Holy Ghost that you have operating more in your life? Amen. I can raise both hands on that. There's nothing like the power of the Holy Ghost operating in your life. I wouldn't trade it for anything. When I was young, I always say, when I was young, my dad and mom made me go to church. They can't make me go to church now. But I go because I love to go to church. Brother, there's something burning down inside of me that's crying out for more of God. Hallelujah. But thank God for the seeds that were planted as a young child. And I thank God for this age that we're living in. I don't know how many of you really think about this age that we're living in today? But God has always worked through ages. I think about this great book that we have, and the Word of God, and in the Old Testament, I think about the age there of creation. I think about the age of God first dealing with mankind, and then going on into the age of Noah. And Noah and God working and telling him to build an ark, who hadn't even seen rain. Can you imagine that conversation? And Noah began to ask, "What is an ark, Lord? Well, I'm going to send rain. Well, what is rain?" But he had to have confidence in God, that God was going to do as he said he was going to do. God didn't have to tell Noah what rain was. He just had to tell him, "This is what I want you to build, and this is how big and how wide, and you just build it." I'm telling you, there's something that's been all down through humanity as we know it, and that is a common thread of faith. And faith is simply broken down into a nutshell. It's simply confidence in God. And Noah was to have confidence in God, and that he was just going to perform what he said he would do. And then it goes on down through all of the prophets and everything, but finally it gets to Jesus Christ. The Bible said that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that earth-shaking time whenever Jesus came and he walked in shoe leather? And the Bible says that he was tempted in all points, like you and I, yet without sin. I'm glad that we have a Savior today. I'm glad that I serve a Savior today, that I know that He's not putting something on me that He wasn't able to bear Himself, but He lived it. Praise God, He lived it, and He showed it. that we can be done. It can be done, but more than that, He gave us the power to do it. I'm telling you something, that if you have the Word of God in your life, and you have the ministry of God in your life, and you have the precious Spirit of God in your life, there's nothing that you can't overcome. There's no hurdle that you can't hurdle. Amen. I'm telling you, you've got the power of God. It's resident in your life. Yes, it is. And when they were waiting in that upper room there, and they were waiting for that promise, they were told it was coming, but they didn't know exactly how it was going to come, because there was an age that was being formed right there. Did you know that in Hebrews, the 11th chapter? Let me look at that scripture here. I'm not going to take long, but I guess I'm going to take long enough to get my message across. Hebrews 11, and let's look at the first two or three verses here is what I want to point out. It said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things that which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And that "worlds" there, by the way, is translated from the word "eons," which is ages. And we understand that the ages were always throughout this recorded history that we have, that the ages were always being formed and being framed as God was seeing fit at the time. You understand that? As God was seeing fit at the time, and He didn't always clue them in on what was going to transpire. He just said, "Do it." And they were to have confidence, or have that faith and that unwavering confidence, like Abraham said that his faith didn't waver. How many today have that kind of faith in God that's not wavering? That you say, "Come high water, come whatever would come against me, that I'm going to stand, and that my faith is not going to waver. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to keep on pressing onward." Hallelujah! That's the spirit of the body of Christ, that we're going to keep on pressing onward. We're not going to quit. We don't understand everything that's transpiring in this age, but they didn't through all of those ages, but God just said, "Do it." He just said, "Submit to me, and I'm going to make it happen." And so that's an age that we're living in, and that was happening in that old, when Jesus Christ brought that in that upper room, and He sent back that comforter, and they began to speak in other tongues. And then Peter stood and he said, "This is for you," and he said, "It's for your children." But thank God he didn't stop right there, Brother Weininger. He said, "It's for them that are far off." Guess what? I'm afar off. I was afar off. If he hadn't have said that and that hadn't have transpired, I might not have been able to stand over here in this corner right here and raise my hands as they stood around me and began to speak in that language that I didn't know nothing about. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God infilled my life. It infilled this being, and I was a walking dead man. But thank God that something new came to life. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord! I'm glad that something was conceived in this old mortal dead being right here. And that's what we're trying to make grow. I'm telling you, I don't feel like giving up tonight. There's no stopping place. There's no time to sit down and rest. And I want to tell you something else. Don't get the idea that you're the church of the future. Hello, walls. Preach me, church. Don't get the idea that you're just the church of the future. You're the church of right now. Don't put it off another day. Don't wait another day and say, "When my time comes, I'm going to give it all I have." There's no time to rest. It's time to give it all we have right now. Amen. It's time to give it all right now. Bless the name of the Lord. I've got this little, and my voice is about gone. I want to tell you this little story that back in 1939, that this was right after, some of you probably read this story if you get the Rifleman magazine. But back in 1939, I think this is an October issue. I'm not selling magazines, but not 2013. But in 1939, that after the World War II had started, then Russia was deciding that they were going to invade Finland. And now in Russia's mind, they were going to conquer all of Finland. But what they told Finland is that there's this little strip, we just need about a 20-mile buffer that's up against Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg. But it's up against there, and we just need that little buffer that we can protect our city. And they were coming, appealing to them under those auspices to try to get them to give them that little piece of land. But the Finlands, who didn't have much military power, there was just a few of them, but 120,000 or more Soviet soldiers, they came, and they came to try to take that Karelian isthmus there. And they stormed it. And I think there was, I wrote it down, there were 120,000 Soviet troops with 1,500 armored vehicles. But there were just a few Finnish, and they knew how to use their rifles. They knew how to use what they had. There were 21,000 Finns and less than 30 anti-tank guns. As a matter of fact, I was reading a documentary on that, and there was, I think they only had one tank even in service against all of the Soviets that they had. Now, coming under those auspices that they just needed a small little strip of land, but brother, in their mind, they were going to take the whole thing. But you know what? 120,000 troops were bombarding that Karelian isthmus. And here's this little group of Finns that were just trying to protect what they had, but they were willing to stand up to protect what they had. They were willing to die for what they had. And it's reported that this one soldier had been viewing and seeing all of those thousands upon thousands of troops. And what did he say? But he said, there's so much of the enemy, and there's just so little. Our country is so small. Where are we going to bury all of the Russians? Oh, you talk about spirit. You talk about spirit. I'm telling you, the enemy, this world, wants everything that you have. This world will tell you, I just want a little bit of your talent. Would you come and just play a little bit in the nightclub? Would you just fill in for one night? Or would you just come out and play on the street a little bit? Yes, it's country music, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But let me tell you, they're saying, I just want a little bit of your talent. But guess what? They want everything that you have. What are you willing to die for? Are you willing to give it up? I'm telling you something, church. There's nothing that they have that we want. Everything that they have to offer is nothing but death. Yes, it's a dying way, but it brings life. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, I wish I could talk. I'm losing my voice. But I'm telling you something. It's time to stand up. It's time to stand strong. It's time to stand together. It's time to stand unified, shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, we're going to do it together. I can't do it by myself, and nor can you. It'd just be big-headed to think so. That's why it's a body of Christ. We're not some little independent work here and some little independent work over here, but we're working together. Let's lift up the name of Jesus together. Hallelujah, let's build this together. We're building a garner together. I'm telling you, there's a work to do. We're just in the beginning. We ought to be thinking about this age God is framing. And don't question God. Don't question God on that. Just say, God, whatever you're doing, I've got so much confidence in you. I'm carrying on the thread of Noah. I'm carrying on the thread of Abel. I'm carrying on the thread of Abraham. I'm carrying on the thread of Daniel. I'm carrying on the thread of David. I'm not going to lose faith, because they didn't, and they stood. Hallelujah. And God is on our side. We ought to just lift up the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, we ought to just lift Him up.
We ought to just lift him up. Bless the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's the captain of the army. As long as we're following him, we cannot fail. Bless the Lord. I'm out of voice. But I tell you, I'm not out of spirit. Oh, this is good, isn't it? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
I just have to tell y'all real quick, we were all feeling the song today, but I don't even know this young gentleman right here, and I was feeling the song, and I leaned up and told Jayla, and she said, yeah, I was thinking that, and then he sent up a note and said, well, sister, I was just feeling the song, and maybe if y'all could sing it, or if you don't know it, I could sing it, and so we were just feeling like maybe the Lord wanted the song today, so we're going to share our hearts here.
Around the grave, wide throne, with wings on my feet, and run on. Until I see God's face, I must run on. Through the storm and the rain, I must run on. If you try, shout it, come on. Sin and Satan defy, shout it, come on. You are nearing the goal, shout it, come on. And find the rest through your soul, shout it, come on. And meet the loved ones who go. All the tribes of Israel who came through the sea. There's Moses, Sarah, and Joshua. They are beckoning me. All the saints of love, by faith I can see. From heaven's grandstand, they are beckoning me. They're shouting, come on. You can make it if you try. Shouting, come on. You are nearing the goal, shout it, come on. And find rest for your soul, shout it, come on. And meet the loved ones who've gone, shout it, come on. Around the great white throne, with wings on my feet. And fire in my bones, I'm going to run until I hear them say, I'm going to run until I hear them say, well done.
all the saints above. By faith I can see, oh, from heaven's grandstand they are beckoning me. They're shouting, come on.
Come on, the ground that grows.
Moses, Sarah, and Joshua, they are beckoning me. All the saints above, by faith I can see. From heaven's grandstand, they are beckoning me.
They're shouting,
come on. Now you can make it if you try. Shouting, come on.
Try, shall we come on?
Won't sin and Satan defy? You can make it if you try, shouting, come on. Come on, around the grave.
Bye.
Satan be fast, shouting, come on. You are hearing the call, shouting, come on.
And are you resting your soul?
If you try, shouting,
Yeah. Praise God. All right, there's food and fellowship in the dining room. The breakfast in the morning at 8 and service at 11. Is that right? Is that what's on the paper? What is it? Yeah, I believe we've left it the same. It's 11 in the morning. So food and fellowship down in the dining room. Breakfast at 8 in the morning. Service at 11. Let's come expecting. See what the Lord will do. God bless your hearts. You're dismissed.